This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Democratic lawmakers are scrambling to resuscitate the renewable energy siting bill that was vetoed by Governor Peter Shumlin on Monday. But the Republicans, whose help they will need to rescue the legislation, are not going along with the plan. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
On Monday night, hours after Peter Shumlin vetoed a piece of legislation known as S-230, Addison County Senator Chris Bray fired off a letter to his 179 legislative colleagues in the House and Senate. Bray is the Democratic chairman of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources. He told fellow lawmakers that the legislature could still ensure passage of a bill that would give towns a path to heightened influence over the siting process for wind and solar projects. All they need to do to save it, Bray said, is to gather at a veto session this Thursday and pass a new bill that corrects the technical problems that prompted Shumlin to issue the veto.
The changes are very narrow, maintain all the original provisions, and precisely correct the ambiguities which caused the veto.
That was Bray speaking at a statehouse press conference on Tuesday. At his side was East Montpelier Representative Tony Klein, the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Natural Resources and Energy.
And it's not really a fix. All it is clarifying what we had intended to do in the first place. And there is no reason in the world other than politics for this not to be a very easy, simple, and quick session.
Well, it won't be easy, and it won't be quick, at least according to House Minority Leader Don Turner, who says that if Democrats want the bill to pass, they'll have to line up the votes needed to override the governor's veto.
S-230 took the entire session to the end and beyond to develop language that we could all get along with or agree with, a compromise. How can it be done in 2 hours? And have people think it's correct, that there won't be other problems. That is not possible.
Shumlin says technical errors in the bill would force new, large-scale wind projects to abide by impossibly low sound standards and effectively create a moratorium on new wind development. Shumlin says unintended glitches in the bill would also require the Public Service Board to effectively decree that sound from wind turbines poses an imminent threat to the public health. But Turner and his Republican colleagues say legislative lawyers have told them that the problems Shumlin cited as the basis for his veto don't hold water.
The governor manufactured these reasons to veto the bill.
And Turner says his caucus isn't going to allow for the suspension of rules that would be necessary to pass the corrected version of the bill in the one day that lawmakers have allotted for the process. The intent of the bill was to give towns more say in the siting process and to ensure that new wind projects don't exceed the sound limits in place for similar developments that have already been constructed. Turner couldn't identify ways in which the proposed fixes to the bill would undermine its original intent, but he says the expedited procedure needed to pass a replacement bill would undermine the integrity of the legislative process.
You want us to say we're the bad people, but we're not. The governor is vetoing this bill. We did our work on this bill. We will override it, but we're not changing it.
Tony Klein says it would be a shame to see a perfectly reasonable fix go by the wayside because Republicans won't suspend rules. Klein says he'll play no role in a veto override and that no bill is better than the one Shumlin vetoed on Monday. Bray, however, wasn't so unequivocally opposed to the prospect of a veto override.
Question of whether I would override or not really is eclipsed in my mind by the importance of would I like to fix the bill? And that is where all my energy is going.
Lawmakers will convene the veto session at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
You'll be able to hear that via our VPR legislative live stream on Thursday.